Thank you for choosing Irish Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, excuse me. I knew if I brushed my teeth, you'd pick up. So I have a question about connecting to your service.
Sure.
One of my major questions is we have a stone house, and I don't want to drill holes into my house.
Okay.
So right now I have Spectrum, and they come in from the back of my house.
Okay.
Can you follow that line in?
We can definitely do that if that is something that is you'd like to discuss with our technicians. If you do sign up for service on the day of your fiber line being installed, that is definitely something that you can discuss with our technicians to do as well.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I do decide to do this that they can do it, because I believe the lines run from the front of my house. When they put them in recently, they dug the road up in the front of my home. So Spectrum actually comes in from the back of my house.
Mm.
I believe they run it from another street, from the back of my house.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if you can access from that same port.
We more than likely could. We might actually might have to make a smaller hole right next to wherever your cable coming in for Spectrum is coming in at, just so that our fiber line can get into the home. Otherwise, we should be able to follow those lines.
Okay. All right. So the upper part of the house is not a problem. I would assume if you pull out the line from Spectrum, where it comes into my attic, I'm assuming you could just go in through the same hole.
More than likely, yes.
Okay, and then once it's in the house, it follows down from the attic down to the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a channel. There's like an area in the wall where it comes down, so it would have to follow the same course.
And that's understandable. All right. Do you have any other questions, ma'am?
Yeah. This price is good for 2 years?
Correct.
Okay. And if I have the 1, 2, 3, the phone, cable, and internet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a television upstairs and a television downstairs. The one downstairs, I'm not on cable. I'm streaming. The one upstairs is still on cable. Will this apply to two televisions?
So first off, one, we do not offer cable packaging with our services. It is a fiber optic signal, so it's mainly for data transmission. It is used world over for just data transmission.
Just streaming.
Just the streaming. And here at Arch Top Fiber, we are a big proponent for cutting the cord and going full on streaming.
Yes.
So
that's
for our
fine.
For our fiber services, yes, they will cover two TVs. We actually have customers who hook up multiple TVs.
At no additional charge?
At no charge. There's actually no additional charge to get those televisions hooked up.
Okay. All right, just need to check that. And the fact that I now have my phone, what would be my option?
Is it cell phone or landline?
Landline.
So we do offer landline services. They are an additional $24.99 a month.
Okay, that's doable. That's doable. All right, I'd be very interested to do this. How do I get you and then disconnect from Spectrum?
So, first off, what is your service address?
14 Garden Circle, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Give me one moment while I pull that address up. All righty, is this a home or business?
It's a home.
Fantastic. And what speed of internet service were you most interested in? We have a couple of options. We have our 1 or 2 gig network. You're saying you only have two televisions and do basic streaming. I would recommend our 1 gig network.
Yeah, I'm not a computer-oriented person. In fact, I stay off as much as possible.
I completely understand that.
Yeah, not my gig. So
no worries. So we do provide you with a free additional extender, but can I ask how many square feet is your home?
It's about 18.
18. So for that size of home, one to two extenders usually does help cover you. So with that free additional extender, you should have a full whole home Wi-Fi with all the access ports you may need. And you said you were looking for your home phone. Would you like to bring over your current phone number?
Yes, I would.
What is your current home phone number?
845-246-9843.
Fantastic. Do you need any additional telephone jacks in your home?
I have a phone upstairs and a phone downstairs.
No worries. And do you need any kind of additional lines?
No.
Just the one. Okay, fantastic. Do you own or rent your property?
Own.
And how do you get your utilities, like your electricity? Does it come in from the pole or is it all underground?
Electricity comes from the pole.
Fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
So if it's spelled correctly in my records, can you spell your first and last name?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S.
What's a good email address for you, Linda?
I don't generally use one, but I do have one.
Mm-hmm.
I can give it to you, but...
It is required for setup, so we do need to have an email address.
Okay. All lowercase. Lily Bell. That's LILYBELLE 1948@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. And the 845-246-9843, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes, but I do have a cell phone as well.
What is the cell phone usually helps out a little bit better? What is the cell phone number?
845-532-251.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat the last four one more time? You kind of cut out.
2451.
Thank you much for that, Linda. And we do have a couple of ways we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Text is good.
So here at Archtop Fiber, we can communicate with our customers via text messaging about specific updates to their account, order status, or any of their installation appointments. You can also confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we're not going to send you anything that you don't tell us to send to you, so you don't have to worry about that. Text and data rates may apply if applicable. Alrighty, so would you like to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing to get $10 off of your bill every month?
What does that do? Go directly through my bank?
It would go directly through your bank, correct.
Can I do that at any time?
You can set it up at any time, but if you do not set it up before your initial installation appointment, you may see that $10 not applied to your first bill.
Okay. Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
So, the total each month would be?
$94.98 a month.
Okay. And let me just get my account number for you. Take it directly to the bank, or do you do Visa?
We do directly for the bank, so we do. The best option is directly from the bank.
Okay. You can take it from. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
2200.
Is that the routing number?
No, you want the account number?
I need the routing and the account number.
All Okay, the routing number is 221-976-2-1. Excuse me.
That says that is an invalid routing number.
That would be 221-976-2-4-3.
Mid-Hudson Valley?
Yep.
There we go. That's what I needed. And what is the account number?
It is 200102131011.
Fantastic. Is this a checking or savings account?
This is checking.
Fantastic. And name on the account, is it Linda Myers or is there an additional name on it?
No, it's Linda Myers now.
Fantastic. Do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. Saving that account information. It's going to generate a token. And while it's doing that, I can go over our legal disclosures that we do have to go over with you. Okay. So at the time of your initial connection, our technicians will help determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects our fiber network at the street to your home prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that installation, but if you want to get it where you want it to go, sometimes it helps. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. If it is, we'll help to coordinate it to get buried within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, which you stated you have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll either receive a return kit or call from us to set up a time for a technician to come out and get the equipment to return it to us. Failure to return equipment in a timely manner can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you have in general about billing your account or just Archtop Fiber as a whole, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also go online and access all of your billing statements, your invoices, as well as manage your account through your account portal. You're automatically enrolled using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of service? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Okay, things will not change within 2 years?
Nothing will change within 2 years. And the cost of all of your equipment, the taxes and fees, is already in the price. So you don't have to worry about any surprise little, you know, hey, it was like, hey, we're adding an extra $20 because we forgot to do something. No, we're not going to do that. We'll always have open and clear communication if anything should happen.
Okay, so it's going to be how much a month?
$94.98 a month.
$94.98 a month.
And I actually have some good news for you since you said you do a little bit of streaming because you signed up before the 15th of December. We actually have a promotion going on with a service called My Bundle. For any any new customers that sign up before the 15th of December, after your installation is done within 30 days, you should receive a $100 prepaid gift card that's good for any streaming services that you may use already or you may be interested in using in the future.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm working off now is that advertisement.
Yep.
Okay, so let's do this. And two questions.
Sure.
I couldn't quite – you were cutting out when it was – disconnecting from Spectrum is after you install?
Correct.
Okay. But they can pull the Spectrum out the day of?
If you ask them to, yes, they can.
Okay. All right. And then I can call them after they're done.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. And can you tell me what a date will be or will somebody call with that?
I'm actually getting to that point. I have a couple more questions and then we can get on to scheduling because your address is serviceable at this time. So, is there anything? So, you said you got a little flyer in the mail that was going or something that's saying, hey, if you sign up before the 15th, you can get $100 in prepaid gift cards. Fantastic. Most of our customers hear about us through flyers in the mail. It's perfectly understandable. Is there anything on your property that our installer should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or anything of
I do
the
have a very friendly dog. He
like?
may bark, but she is extremely friendly.
Okay, friendly dog. I can definitely add that in.
Yeah.
You say comment is to please follow spectrum input into
If they
home.
cannot and ask to drill a hole in my house, I'll be canceling. If it's going to go through stone. Because the base of my home is a stone home.
I completely understand.
But they can go through the upper portion of my home, which is frame.
Okay, I'm just adding these notes into our for our installer so that they are aware of what is going on.
Yeah, so we're basically going to follow where Spectrum came in. Now this has a cable, a line.
Yeah, so we actually provide a brand new fiber optic line that comes directly to your home.
Okay, all right. So it can't go through the front of the house, and it has to go through the back of the house.
I understand that, so give me one moment. I'm completing out this. Alrighty, so I have all of that information in for our technicians. And let's see
And
when we let's
they
see.
may not come here if I'm not here. I will be here for the installation.
Yes, and that is actually part of our requirement is the day of your installation. It is required for an adult over the age of 18 to be home.
Okay.
So the earliest day we can actually get your service installed is next Wednesday, the 18th.
Okay.
So pretty quickly. What time works best for you? We have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m.
10 is good.
10 a.m. is fine. All right. Well, Linda, I'm getting you scheduled out for December 18th at 10 a.m. That appointment can take up to an hour and a half to complete. Sometimes a little bit extra if they have to do a little bit extra work, but usually they get everything done within an hour and a half. And it is a window. It is not a set time. So if usually they're there by about 10 o'clock plus, or usually within 20 minutes around 10. So you don't have to worry about, if they're running a little bit late, sometimes there is traffic and stuff, so they do have to contend with that stuff.
Okay.
So I have all of your information, and would you like me to leave any notes? Sorry, my body is not wanting to function with me. It's just like, oh, hey, we're gonna yawn at you. Do you want to provide any notes, like have the technician give you a call or text before they arrive?
Yeah, they can just text me if they're coming.
Alrighty, well, I'm getting that appointment scheduled.
Okay.
And everything's been successfully submitted.
Right,
Now,
thank you.
at your Lilybell email, you'll be receiving two emails. The first email is going to be a bit of an overview of what everything we just discussed today is, as well as an order number. And then you're also going to be receiving an invitation to finish the setup for your online account. It's going to have a link inside of it that's good for 24 hours, so it's good till about 10:30 tomorrow. Tomorrow,
Okay.
if you do not click that link and finish the process within 24 hours, that link will become inactive, and you'll just have to go to Archtop Fiber in the upper right-hand corner, click Sign In, and then click Forgot Password, and we'll send you a brand new temporary password and link to sign in.
Right. That's going to come to my phone, right?
It can come to your phone if you get your emails on your phone. Yes.
Okay, so just it's you want to go over that email again?
So the two emails you're going to receive, one's going to be an order confirmation, and it's going to give you an order number. It's going to go over basic information of what we all went through today.
Yeah.
And then the second email is just going to be an invitation link to finish setting up your online account.
Okay. So, could you read me back the email?
I don't see those emails. They actually do not populate in my system for a little while.
Okay. It should be right because I had somebody else that got it wrong. Okay.
Oh, you what your email address is? So I have Lilybelle, Lilybelle.
Pardon?
I have Lilybelle.
Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Lost
Ma'am,
him.
can you hear me?
I hate this.
Ma'am, can you hear me?